Before we start talking about the actual revolution for France, we need to know a little bit about how the French system was set up. So France was split into what are called three estates. And it's not like an estate where you own a bunch of land, but is an estate as in a group of people. The first estate were the clergy. So they were the church folk. They were making up about little less than 1% of the French people, but yet they owned about 10% of the land. So remember, the church would own a lot of land. They used it for church business. And on top of that, their taxation rate was less than 1%. So of all the taxes that the French people were paying, the church was paying about less than 1%. The second estate, they are the nobility. They are less than 2% of the population. Their land ownership is about a quarter, really roughly 25% of the land ownership of France. And yet they were also paying less than 1% of the taxes. Now, the third estate was everybody else, the commoners, the poor folks, the business owners, everyone in between. They made up more than 97% of the population. They were owning roughly 60 to 65% of the land, but yet they paid 98% of the taxes. So you can imagine what would happen when in France, the French government says, hey, we need to up the taxes. France at this point had been fighting multiple wars for years over years against the British. They needed money. They had no other recourse. They decided, let's tax the people. So Louis XVI decided that he needed to fund his government, raise the taxes, and that was one of the main causes of the revolution. So when Louis XVI called for these new taxes, the three estates got together and held what was called the Estates General. It was a meeting where they were going to vote to look to see if France needed a constitution. The main idea was that each group, each one of those estates, would have one vote. And you could imagine that the clergy and the nobility, considering they were paying less than 1% taxes, were probably going to side with each other. So if they have a two-thirds majority, they are going to be victorious in that. The third group, that third estate, did want to see a constitution, but yet that constitution was not put into place initially. So you can imagine when 98% of the people are upset, what are they going to do? They're going to turn around and riot. So the people began rioting throughout the streets, taking things, burning, major houses. The royal officials were fleeing France in droves, and the king was forced to accept a new government anyway, with a national assembly put in charge. Now, at this point, this was July 14th of 1789. It became known as the French Independence Day, and it was really their ability to have a permanent change enacted through revolution. Now, after this government had been put into place, it did start pretty strong. They adopted the Declaration of the Rights of Man, which was a statement declaring basic human rights. They looked to improve the rights of the people in poverty, the people who were in that third estate. However, with all new governments that are founded on a basic revolutionary principle, at times there is more of a extreme reign where the extremists come into power and really start to muck up the waters. Now, in France, they call this the Reign of Terror. And during the Reign of Terror, you see thousands of people being executed by beheading, including the king, Louis XVI. So Louis's death, though, did raise fear among many of the European leaders, Prussia, in Austria, in Britain, in Spain. They were really afraid that the people of their areas would rise up and join them and would want to kill the kings and queens who were in power as well. It was a really radical time, thousands of people being beheaded, hundreds on a daily basis. Eventually, though, the moderates do regain control of the government. They do provide a sense of normalcy and that return to a normal sense of security. And then you wind up seeing the rise of Napoleon, who does come in and take back into power that idea of being a single lone man running their country. We'll talk about Napoleon later, but that's the basics of the French Revolution.